This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I'm Leo Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap, talking Oakland Restaurant Week, March 20th to the 30th. I'm at Odeen, Oakland, California. Chef Jose Ramos. Chef, how are you? Good to see you.
Hey.
And also with Sylvia. Sylvia, great to see you. You're the owner here. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
And that's as far as my Spanish goes for now on the radio.
We'll work on it. We'll work on it.
Before we get into the cooking and the dishes on the menu, a little bit of history first about Odeen. You've been in this spot since many, many years, but another incarnation. So, Sylvia, talk us through the story of Odeen, what it is now, and what it was originally.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so this space that we're all sitting in originally opened up as Nido back in 2012. It was, obviously the same space, but a different, like you said, iteration. Still Mexican, farm-to-table. Chef joined us shortly thereafter. So he's been with us for a long time. Fast forward, pandemic. No more indoor dining.
Wait, there was a pandemic?
Yes.
Where was I? I fell asleep for a couple of years. What happened?
Oh, my God. I wish we would have all been asleep for that. Seriously. During the pandemic, we basically had to shift gears. We were already working on another project, which is down the street from us, Nido's Backyard. And that was really an expansion of Nido. So we gathered everyone, relocated, and close this down. We try to open, do outdoor dining, the parklet, but, you know, not the prettiest corner. So 2022, we reopened. Everybody was back. We were back. We actually reopened as Odin, which, very clever, is Nido backwards.
Wow, easy
so
breezy. I think it's clever. So what's behind the name, the original name, and the name now?
Yeah, well, the original name, Nido, came from a nostalgia for myself, really, longing for my mom. My mom's cooking, which I think Chef will tell you the same thing. We share similar stories in that sense that, you know, we're longing for our moms and our grandmas and traditions, flavors and whatnot. So there's a saying that my mom used to say, los pajaritos ya crecieron y se van del nido, right? So, like, the birds grow and they leave the nest. So that, to me, always felt right. So that's where the name came from.
Well, and I love it. And guess what? Everyone's coming back to the nest because they all show up here.
Yes. So so then when we reopen the space, it looks completely different. But at the heart, we're also here. It's the same team. It's still Chef Jose Ramos. Owners, same. Everything is just a different space. Now the focus is on still amazing food, but it's the focus is more on agave, and we spend a lot of time culturing relationships with small families in Mexico and deal directly with them to support them, similar to how we, you know, need and would like to be supported.
Well, you're also supporting people like me and our drinking habits.
Yes.
We'll talk about the cocktail in just a moment. Chef Jose, let's talk about the food. Oakland Restaurant Week coming up March 20th. And you have a special deal on the menu. People can come here and enjoy not one, not two, not three, four courses for $45, which, my word, today is pretty good. And you put together a couple of the dishes for us here today. Let's talk about, to me, it looks like a quesadilla, but there's a story here. Talk us through this dish. What is it? What's it all about?
So, what I said is, it's a quesadilla, basically. But the idea comes from some of the dishes are Mexico City. Some of the stands that make those huge quesadillas.
Massive.
Yeah.
El Grande.
So it's a machete. So they call it machetes because how they look. So we're making a small version of that. What I said, using all different types of corns, also from Mexico, heirloom corn. Beautiful corn is you use the adding.
Anti using additives. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you want to use the real thing, right? You want to be authentic. You want to use the. Exactly. I mean, this is the way Mama would have done it, right? This is an homage to Mama.
Yes.
I'm sure back home, this is the real deal, authentic, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it has a little twist, my personal twist of. What I said is Mexico City and also Yucatan. What I said feeling is a chicken pibil. Mm-hmm. It's a type of chicken cooked with achiote sauce. So it comes with quesillo cheese and frijoles refritos. Frijoles refritos and comes with salsa, roasted tomatoes with habaneros and a side of pickle onions.
Yeah. High five. You got there. You did it. Come on. And I know it tastes good because it smells good. And I had the joy of watching you make this. And as I dive in here and take a little bite, Sylvia.
Can I help you?
I'm beyond help. Why don't you tell our friends what you love about Chef Jose's cooking?
Oh, my gosh. What do I love about Chef Jose's cooking? Well, for one, I love Chef Jose. I think I consider him, you know, not just a colleague, but a friend for a long, long time. His cooking is, to me, the closest thing to what, you know, I remember having back home. Not so much the dishes themselves, because there's, you know, there's no way that my mom was this talented.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she didn't hear that.
You know, your mom listens to my podcast every day. Oh, my word. And listen.
She's going to grab the chancla if she hears me say it. No, it's about making the stuff from the heart and making it from scratch. Yeah. Like, there's so much labor that goes into all the dishes that Chef makes. We have arguments about this all the time. I'm like, calm down. Like, stop, you know, making these dishes that are super complicated. But that's what makes them beautiful. Everything is so time consuming. And it's just like, he puts so much time into everything.
Well, listen,
he does not repeat a salsa. He does not like buy anything pre-diced, pre-chopped. Like, we don't even have it's crazy.
Well, that's why in one bite, you just took me to Mama's house with one bite. My word, the flavors and just the artistry. And watching you make this, everything I know, Chef Jose, that you do is all love, all passion, and also a little nod to those who came before you. And your mama, was it all the women in the family cooking, or was there a papa, a grandpa?
I say this, I learned a lot from my aunt. She was one of the, she have a stand. I'm from Celaya, Guanajuato, and she have a little stand on market
And what's auntie's name? What was her name?
Maria.
Yeah.
So I learned a lot from her. I have the lucky opportunity to be spend time with her. It's not just her, my grandma.
Yeah.
Of course. And what Silvia says compared with my grandma's, I'm really behind. It's nothing. None of this is comparable to my mama's.
I know love. I know passion. I know flavors, and what you've served up, literally just in one little bite here, has blown me away, chef. Seriously. So I know they're all proud. They're all proud of you and what you're doing here. Seriously.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For those who've just joined us, we're talking up Oakland Restaurant Week, March 20th to the 30th. All around the city, dozens of restaurants in what is regarded as one of the great food cities in the country. Voted number one just recently. So, friends, to come here in Oakland is to take a journey around the world. And you come here, it's a trip to Mexico, to the regions, and the flavors show up in every dish. Dessert chef, tell me all about it.
Well, this is really basic dessert. Is
as you speak, I'm eating. Okay,
we changed a little. We did a little twist. Instead of the typical milk, we use coconut milk. I think it combines pretty well with the strawberries, and that's why we decided.
Oh my gosh!
This wow. Different than what we know of typical arroz con leche. So it's not that simony. Mm-hmm. It's more. I would say light on.
Well, it's spice. You got the creaminess, mm-hmm. but it's not too heavy. You've got obviously all the sweetness there.
I mean, you
of the strawberries. It reminds me a little bit about when I was a kid. We had a thing we called it tapioca, a bizarre Irish dessert. But this was a little taste of my childhood right here. Except the flavors are 10 times better. Sylvia, when you take a bite of this, what comes up?
I ate a whole bowl first of all.
Yeah.
Before you got here.
Yeah. Well, guess what? I'm not leaving until I finish.
Yeah. That to me, it's. It much like you, it took me back to a pot of arroz con leche that my grandma would make. And although she would sometimes burn hers, so but I think it was because she was busy like taking care of all the kids, so she would lose track. So hers was a little bit burnt, but yeah, chef's is definitely better. But it took me back to the arroz con leche, that would, the pot that would sit there, and just enjoying, you know, that little bit of sweetness. I grew up, you know, again going back to, you know, homemade and how important that is. I grew up in a household where my mother, my grandmother, and we didn't do takeout. I mean, back then, takeout wasn't really a thing regardless, but we never did fast food. We never did, the restaurants were not a thing. Everything was made at home. If we saw an ad for something on TV, my mom was like, ay, eso es cochinada, se los voy a hacer. You know, that's trash. I'm going to make it for you. And there was a little bit of resentment, you know, because I wanted to go to that restaurant.
Sure.
But she would make the most delicious version of it. And better and healthier. And, you know, this is, I think that's kind of where, you know, chef hits it in the you know, in the head.
You nailed it, chef. I mean, seriously. We can't leave without talking about cocktails. You mentioned earlier the importance of you supporting small producers and families who are producers of tequila mezcal. So talk us through this cocktail. It's the House Margarita. What's in the glass?
Well, you asked me to make you a cocktail, and I'm
excuse me. You'll hear some slurping in the background. Tell me about the House cocktail.
I'm not a bartender. So I made you just, you know, our classic just House Margarita. It is just fresh lime, honey, shaken with some ice, and of course the spirit of your choice, which, you know, for us it can be tequila, mezcal, sotol, bacanora, all agave distills. It's, you know, we have a handful of cocktails, but really I think what we highlight here are the agaves, the mezcales, and spirits by themselves. So sipping. We do flights. We offer flights where we'll walk you through different mezcales or and we talk about them. We, you know, our staff is very knowledgeable. They can talk to you about the family, the producers, where it comes from, the regions. It's, you know, just wonderful. It's a wonderful experience.
Well, that's why, Odine, you've earned your place on the map here, because what you do is authentic. It's all love. It's all passion. It comes from the heart. And to have staff that are passionate and excited, I think that transfers to the diners. And you have a rock star chef who brings love to all he does, as you do, Sylvia. To walk in here, wow. This reminded me of the last time I went to Oaxaca. And just the art on the wall, obviously. My gosh, I'm looking up at all the tequilas and mezcals going, my gosh, how many choices. But there's great energy here, conviviality, hospitality. I know it lives here. I can't wait to come here for Restaurant Week. Again, friends, March 20th to the 30th. Come enjoy the four-course feast. I'm booking my table today. For those who have not been here before, chef first, why should people come to Odine?
Well, really enjoy food, but just what Silvia says, and we take it. We always try to bring flavors. You will be disappointed, like all the dishes that we taste. It would taste always something different. There's textures, there's flavors, and colors. And what I said, it's just I can keep going with salsas. It's always. It's always something will be there, different than every dish.
Yeah.
And I mean, we also try to keep them. I also try to change the menu based off seasonal, where it's on season. Right now for the restaurant week is we are. Using a char, we're using char from one of our dishes, and strawberries for the arroz con leche.
I mean, listen, you said three bites I've had, and I'm in heaven. You transported me to a very happy place. I'm leaving with a happy tummy. Sylvia, last word with you. For those who have not been to Odine, why should they come?
The space is wonderful. The staff is amazing. The food is fantastic. The drinks, I mean, the vibes. It's, you know, and Oakland, come on, Oakland is amazing. Let's support Oakland, the people that live here, the people that, you know, are within this community. And yeah, let's help rise it up.
Rise it up indeed. Odine, doing it, bringing it. Great food, killer cocktails, a wonderful place to come. Come one, come all, sit alone at the bar. Enjoy an intimate date for two. Bring a few friends, the family, have a party. It's all here. You will leave with a happy tummy. I know, because I'm witness to that today. Oakland Restaurant Week, friends, March 20th to the 30th. So come support the town. Chef Jose, muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Sylvia, muchas gracias. And thank you so very much. More on the Odine story at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. I'll have another cocktail, please.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.